This is Curtis Fox for ACLU.org. On April 26th in New York City, writers and luminaries from around the world gathered for a night of readings to help end torture, arbitrary detention, and secret kidnappings by the U.S. government. The event, entitled Dirty Wars, was sponsored by the ACLU and the Penn American Center as part of the Penn World Voices Festival. In this selection, filmmaker Alex Gibney recites from the interrogation log of Muhammad al-Qahtani, detainee 016, thought to be the 20th hijacker in the 9/11 attacks.
Hi, my name is Alex Gibney. I'm wearing a hat from the Disneyland tour from the gift shop at Guantanamo Bay. I'm going to read the interrogation log of Muhammad al-Qahtani, detainee number 063. Muhammad al-Qahtani was found at, discovered, I suppose, to or thought to have been the 20th hijacker, and Donald Rumsfeld personally approved a number of new, more extreme interrogation measures to deal with Muhammad al-Qahtani, including extreme cold, extreme heat, sleep deprivation, forced standing, loud music, dark, light, all sorts of torture light techniques. And there were many horrible things that happened to Muhammad al-Qahtani over the course of his 60-day interrogation. The selections I've chosen, however, focus more on the guards and what happened to them. They were clearly not well-trained, and it seems clear also that they were not getting what they needed or wanted from Muhammad al-Qahtani. And so they began to take what were once seemingly carefully prescribed techniques and going someplace very different. There's no question that the goal of terror or terrorist is to make us behave as less than what we want to be. And I think in this case, this would prove that point. 02 December 2002, 10:30. Control began birthday party and placed party hat on detainee. Detainee offered birthday cake, refused. Interrogators and guards sing God Bless America. 7 December 2002, first shift began. Detainee made to stand for the national anthem. 01:20, issues arise between MPs and dog handler. 2:20:00, corpsman checks vitals and finds the detainee's pulse is unusually slow, 35 beats per minute. Decision is made to take detainee to Gitmo Hospital to perform a CT scan of the detainee's brain. 08 December 2002. 0600. Futility approach was run. Detainee attempted to talk but was silenced by interrogator through yelling and loud music. Detainee cursed interrogator and pleaded his innocence. Interrogator turned on the music and left the booth for the last 20 minutes of the shift. Detainee screamed for the interrogator to come back as he departed the booth. 0700. Detainee was put to bed. 1400. Interrogators covered the resistance techniques detainee had used and asked him to perform the Crazy Mohammed facial expressions again. Detainee began to cry. 13 December 2002. 0001. Both lead and control participated in a pride and ego down approach. Control told detainee, UBL has made a whore of Islam. Since you follow UBL, you also rape Islam. Control put a sign on detainee that had the Arabic word for coward written on it. Explained how the words liar, stupid, weak, and failure apply to detainee. Detainee showed very little emotion during the initial portion of the session, except for the occasional smug smile that was met with immediate taunts and ridicule from the interrogators. 11:15. In order to escalate the detainee's emotions, a mask was made from an MRE box with a smiley face on it and placed on the detainee's heads for a few moments. A latex glove was inflated and labeled the sissy slap glove. This glove was touched to the detainee's face periodically after explaining the terminology to him. The mask was placed back on the detainee's head. While wearing the smiley face mask, the team began dance instruction with the detainee. The detainee became agitated and began shouting. 20 December 2002, 11:15. told a detainee that a dog is held in higher esteem because dogs know right from wrong and know how to protect innocent people from bad people. Began teaching the detainee lessons such as stay, come, and bark to elevate his social status up to that of a dog. 1300. Dog tricks continued. Interrogator showed photos of 9/11 victims and told detainee that he should bark happy for these people. Interrogator also showed photos of Al-Qaeda terrorists and told detainee he should growl at these people. A towel was placed on the detainee's head like a burqa with his face exposed, and the interrogator proceeded to give the detainee dance lessons. The detainee became agitated and tried to kick an MP. No retaliation was used for the kick, and the dance lesson continued. 2200. The detainee was strip searched. Initially, he was attempting to resist the guards. After approximately 5 minutes of nudity, the detainee ceased to resist. He would only stare at the wall with great focus. He later stated that he knew there was nothing he could do with so many guards around him, so why should he resist? He stated that he did not like females viewing his naked body while being searched, and if felt he could have done something about it, then he would have. 21 December 2002. 2103. The detainee understands English. A discussion of the consequences for taking the wrong path lead to the discussion of torture, beating, and killing, according to the Manchester document. At this point of the discussion, I was forehead to forehead with the detainee, and he stated that he would rather be beaten with an electrical wire than to have me constantly in his personal space. Also, he stated that he would rather die at my hands than to be subjected to my invasion of his personal space. He stated that this is unbearable to him, my being in his personal space. I begin to engage closeness with the detainee. This really evokes strong emotions within the detainee. He attempted to move away from me by all means. He was laid out on the floor, so I straddled him. He would then attempt to move me off him by bending his legs in order to lift me off, but this failed because the MPs were holding his legs down with their hands. The detainee began to pray loudly. 23 December 2002. 0001. Upon entering booth, lead changed white noise music and hung pictures of swimsuit models around his neck. Detainee was left in booth, listening to white noise.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the challenges to U.S.-sponsored torture, detention, and extraordinary rendition, go to aclu.org. And for more podcasts, go to aclu.org/podcasts. For aclu.org, I'm Curtis Fox.